Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. How is everyone doing this morning? Blessed and highly favored. Amen. Good morning to those online. Welcome here. Welcome to all those who are new. Let's start this morning with some praise and worship. Praise the Lord. He is here. Thank you, God. You are great. You are mighty. Father, we worship your name this morning. Hallelujah. Just stand up together. Let's praise him. For you are great, yes, you are Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead.
Hallelujah!
You reign in majesty, mighty God. Oh, everything written about you is great.
That again.
Oh, for you are great, yes, you are Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead.
Oh, you reign,
Lord, you reign in majesty, mighty God. Oh, everything written about you.
You are great,
you are great,
you are great.
Oh, you are great,
you are great,
you are great.
You are great, yes, you are
Holy
One.
worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him this morning. He is great. Everything he does is great. Everything he does is wondrous. Everything he does is mighty. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning.
Thank you.
your name. Thank you.
Worship in song. Every praise is to our God. Every praise to our God. For you are God, our Savior. You're God, our healer. You're God, our deliverer. Yes, you are. Yes, Lord, you are. Father, we give you praise. We magnify you. You're worthy, O God, of all worship, all adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. And your glory is manifested in this place, in each life. We testify, O God, this morning that you're an awesome God, a good, good God. Blessed be your holy name. Receive our worship. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance, for healings, for miracles, for provisions. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that in your presence there is joy forevermore. Oh, we celebrate you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
God, our Savior. God, our healer. God, our deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God, our Savior. God, our healer. God, our deliverer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. 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 Say, God, my Savior. God, my deliverer. God, my answer. God, my champion. God, my everything. God, my answer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good day, everybody. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every praise belongs to our God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for another wonderful day. Children, if you are going to class, start coming. We thank you for this beautiful, beautiful, glorious day. We magnify and glorify your holy name forevermore. We bless you because you are God, and there is none beside you. We worship no other than the only true God, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and our God. We bless your holy name, the one who died for us, the one who raised us with himself, and the one who caused us to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We bless you. Thank you for bringing us up as your children. Every one of us this morning, we bless your holy name. Thank you for all our teachers and all our children, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world and extended families. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the womb, those that are already running around in the earth, we minister grace to every one of them. Touch their lives and strengthen them. May they excel in life. May they know God and follow you all the days of their life. Keep them in divine health and peace. In Jesus' mighty name. And those that are sick, we declare you be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those that are troubled, we say, peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. All right, bless you. See you later. Father, we continue to magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the sovereign Lord. Spirit of the living God. We welcome you into our hearts, into our spirit, soul, and body. Have your way in this service this morning. May your name be exalted forevermore. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to read the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. Yeah, we don't need you right now, so praise the Lord. All right, scripture reading this month is going to be Psalm 111. Yeah, 10 verses, so you need to catch up. Psalm 111. So make sure you get your Bible. I know we have the overhead. Some of you don't even bother bringing your Bible to church anymore. So let's continue to practice good things. Say amen. Say amen. The big screen is not your Bible. We just show it for the world audience that don't have Bible. But, you know, it's good. But you need to also have yours. So your eyes will know exactly where the scripture is for yourself in your Bible. All right, everybody should be there. Psalm 111, yeah, 10 verses, so let's read together. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. I can only hear my voice. Are there people here this morning? So open up your voice. Nobody can praise him for you. You got to open your mouth and praise him for yourself. When you don't praise the Lord, the Bible says stones. He will raise up stones. So the choice is yours, stone or you. I choose me. Praise the Lord. No rock is going to praise him better than me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about it. When you become a rock, you become stone. That means you are dead. So you are alive. So praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembling of the upright and in the congregation. That's where you are right now. Say, praise the Lord. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Hallelujah. I have pleasure in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And in his work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. Not only one day, all the time, forever and ever. So when you're going through anything, speak this word to that thing and say, God's work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever, including this situation. Say amen. He had made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whenever Jesus healed, the Bible says he was moved with compassion. You got to be moved with compassion. May our lives be full of his compassion. Say amen. He had given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. So when you fear the Lord, all provision from the Lord will be taken care of. Say amen. Don't worry about delay. It shall come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. God cannot lie. If this word is a lie, then God has lied. So this word will surely come to pass. He will give me meat. He will give me and my family meat because we fear the Lord. He will be mindful of his covenant. His covenant is that I'm healed. I'm the healed of the Lord walking in divine health. His covenant is that I am rich and I'm not poor. Say amen. So that's what I say to myself. So poverty stare at me. I stare back at poverty and say I'm rich. Hallelujah. Pain stare at me. I stare at pain and say I'm healed. Forever. God is mindful of it. His mind is full of it. And my mind must be full of it. Say amen. Say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Resurrection power is flowing in us. The Bible says this same, it says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. If it dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. All your cells, all your blood, all your bones, brain to down your hair, every part is quickened by resurrection power. He's mindful of his covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether you forget or others forget, God does not forget. Say amen. Bible also says mother does not forget. So I'm a mother, I don't forget. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If I were fathers outside, don't forget, because Heavenly Father does not forget, so fathers don't forget. Say amen. You don't have a forgetful mind. You have a sharp mind. Sharp, sharp, sharp. Quick, quick, quick. You can recall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no space for senility. You'll never be senile. You will never have dementia. It's not your portion. It does not exist in the realm you live in. You are in the God realm. Shout hallelujah. Praise him in his congregation. Verse 6, he has showed these people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the hidden. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So hidden, begin to drop it. Bring it, bring it, bring it. Not hidden, taking from you. Hidden, I'm bringing it. Hallelujah! Power of his work. God's going to make it to come to pass. Read the word and speak the word over every mountain. And the mountain must bow. Hallelujah. Verse 7, the works of his hands are verity and judgment. They are righteous. They are truthful. He does what he says he will do. All his commandments are sure. So what you're reading now is a guaranteed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorious God. All his commandments, all his words are commandments, and they are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and righteousness. Immediately as they are spoken, they are established. And they stand, they cannot be moved. It must do what it says it needs to do. Hallelujah. When I say the word of God say I'm healed, that means healing is working right now. It can never leave my body until it complete what it needs to do. Say amen. If you say, if I say I'm rich, well, riches can never leave me. They must look for me. Not only look, they must stay. Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. So that includes spiritual, physically, financially, emotionally, you name whatever situation where you lack. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Wherever you are poor, say you are rich. We're not talking only about physical money or material thing. The spiritual is the most powerful. It overrides the natural. Say amen. Say amen. This is the word of the Lord. Verse 2 more to read. Verse 9. He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Hallelujah! Healing can never leave you. He has commanded it forever. Riches and wealth can never leave you. He has commanded it forever. That's his covenant. Forever, not sometimes. So when things are happening, say no shaking. That's what they say in Nigeria. They say no shaking. That means I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by the word of God. Say amen. Say amen with an attitude. Say amen. Let the devil begin to take a hike. He's so annoyed at you, and I say, I'm getting out of here. Say amen. Amen. Take that. Praise the Lord. The devil is not my troublemaker. I'm the troublemaker. And shake you out of my system and from wherever I am. Wrong address. Say amen. Wrong person. Stand on his promises. Verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his what? Commandments. His praise endureth forever. So it does me good to praise him all the time. Even when I'm in pain or struggling, I just go, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God begins to remember his covenant, mindful of it. I've said it. She's healed. She's healed. She's strong. She's strong. She's strong. Hallelujah. And before you know it, you are dancing. Hallelujah. The things that are not working, all of a sudden, oh, I didn't even know when I got healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we've read your word. And your word now is inside our spirit. It is what is now propelling us, moving us in the righteous direction. We say it is well with us, well with our family, well with our businesses, well with our ministry, well with our children, well with our spouses, well with our sons, well with our daughters, well with our grandchildren, well with our city, well with our nation. It is well with Israel. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace over Jerusalem, peace within her palaces and all over her walls and all the people. Father, we thank you that what you have said will surely come to pass. All Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. And Lord, as you have spoken, so shall it be. So shall it be with us, as you have guaranteed to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And through our Savior, Jesus Christ, we receive the same covenant blessing. It is functioning in our lives, functioning in Canada, functioning in Nigeria, functioning in the United States of America. All nations of the earth where the people of God are calling upon the name of the Lord, you are hearing their cry. And all the islands of the seas and all First Nations, Lord, you are touching them now. Thank you, Lord, that families have been saved. Those that are struggling, there's breakthrough. Your word has gone forth, oh God. Your word now is bringing answers, solutions. It's changing everything, recalibrating the time, changing the decisions, moving things in the right direction, turning it around for our good, erasing every misfortune, and bringing the glory of God and the honor of God into this situation. Thank you for answers. Thank you for solutions. Thank you for victory. Thank you, oh God, that the way has been made. You are the way. You are the way. We walk in this way, and we see what we need to see. And every corruption is now allowed in our sight. We only see your glory. We see your beauty, and we see answers to prayers. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for strength has come to the body of Christ. Continue to walk in our spirit that we'll continue to magnify your name forevermore. We bless your holy name. Let your word come with power, with grace and favor, with truth and mercy, healing and deliverance, wholeness and answers and solutions to every need. For my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That word is now working as the word is being sounded out. In Jesus' mighty name, take honor and take glory regarding our tithes and offerings. Bless your people and bless the work of our hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you. Before I bring the word of the Lord to us this morning, I want to thank God for all of those that are celebrating anniversaries or birthdays. But I want to give a shout out of thanksgiving for a dear son's birthday, a man that has served so faithfully in this house, one of the strongly committed, driven workers. His heart is here. I want to thank God for Brother Wes Prasky. Hallelujah. Amen. He's mostly behind the scenes. You don't see him when he's busy working. But I tell you what, you have a run for your money if you're trying to compete with his effort and his drive and his passion for the house of the Lord. And so we celebrate him and thank God for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The hand of the Lord rest upon him and grant him great wisdom, insight, and understanding to do all the things that he needs to do. You know, when I came in this morning, I spent some time praying, you know, for our workers. There's a lot of things that we do here that are done in-house, and it takes a lot of skill to be able to do the things that need to be done. As I sat here this morning and I pondered about when the screen comes and when we build the stage, I was thinking, the amount of skill necessary. These guys didn't go to some school somewhere to learn how to do these things. But grace is in this house to help us do the things that we do. And I just want to give God praise for that. Amen? Amen? Every praise belongs to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? And I thank God for the prayers that went forth and the ministry of the word that went forth through Mama's mouth this morning to prepare our hearts, and the worship team that led us so powerfully in worship. But before I get into the word, I want to remind you that starting tomorrow is Monday, we are starting a week long of special meetings. I've been talking to our speakers, and they're so excited about the word that God has placed in their hearts for us. And I'm excited about what God is going to say to us this week, you know, Monday through Monday. It's going to be a time of celebrating the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I want you, don't just come to attend the service. I want you to prayerfully connect. Connect. You know, some of you have the habit of not being in special meetings. I don't think this one is one of those ones that you should miss. I think you really need to be here. If you have to be online, that's fine. Connect that way. But I think you really need to be in here, because I don't know what God is going to do. I really don't. I just know that there is something on his mind. This next set of meetings that we're going to have right through to the end of the year are very unique meetings. This morning as I was here, the Lord spoke to me again about November, gave it the exact, you know, sometimes you think it's your mind that, you know, your smarts that made you give it a title to a particular conference. And the Lord mentioned it again, and I said, I know he told me that before. I wrote it somewhere. What month was that? And the Lord says, it's November. So I went looking, and sure enough, there it was in my notepad. Exact same words. So I took note, November is going to be an extraordinary month. Hallelujah. October is going to be an extraordinary month. Praise the Lord. Something is happening. I don't know all that God has in store, but I'm not going to miss it. Amen? I am not going to miss it. Praise the Lord. Nothing is going to make me miss it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to have to drag myself in here. No. I'm going to be strong and healthy and fired up and ready to go. But I tell you what, I'm laying my hands on the horns of the altar and I'm not letting go. God is going to do something for me. Because, child of God, let me tell you something. I cannot thank God enough for what he did for us this year by calling us to these special meetings all through this year. He's fortifying every single one of us. Hallelujah. He's fortifying you. He is grounding you and rooting you down, because the storms that are going to come, they're not going to phase you. Everything might be falling this way or that way and so on and so forth, but you're going to be solid as a rock. Hallelujah. No shaking, like Mama said just a moment. No shaking. You are established. Hallelujah. Your foundation is strong. Mighty God. I'm excited by what God... I want to start preaching, but I'm so excited about what God has on his mind. Praise the Lord. God has some incredible things on his mind, and he is going to deposit it inside of you. Just open your hands and say, God, I'm open for your supernatural deposits right now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to surprise you. Let me tell you something, child of God. The quieter the speaker is, that's the one you want to listen to real deep. Because just as willing as God is ready to pour into you, God hides. And it is where you don't expect him to operate from, that's where he operates from. So just sit down there and drink everything. Just pull it. That's what I'm going to be doing. For every speaker coming up this week, I'm going to just pull it. Whether they're young or old or whatever, I'm pulling it. Because their mantles are going to fall. Oh, shalama koteba. Did you hear what I said? Their mantles are going to fall. He is doing a new thing. Praise the Lord. He is doing a new thing. He's enlarging you. He's enlarging me. And something awesome is to be released. They that celebrate and look forward to the works of God and seek after it will find true pleasure. I believe we read that today. Amen? Let me have the promo for the Sukkot meetings. And this one is good because God told me who was going to be speaking. And last Saturday, out of the blue, he said, I got a surprise guest. I said, surprise guest? Who is this surprise guest? And he told me who it was. It's somebody that I know. I said, okay, I'll meditate on this. And it won't leave me. It won't leave me. God kept on speaking this particular name. Kept on speaking this particular name. I said, God, what is this man carrying that I need to get? None of your business. Just get him there. I asked one of our speakers, I said, do you want us to pre-record you, or do you want to do a night vigil and start speaking to us from Israel? I said, Papa, I am going to do the night vigil. I'm not pre-recorded. I'm going to be up, and I'm going to be speaking at 2:30 in the morning. This is how serious this is. Are you hearing me? One of them I thought was in Israel, and I'm chatting. He said, God sent me to Canada. I'm going to do it live. Hallelujah. He will, and one of them is going to be live here. Praise the Lord. So all three of them are going to be live. Of course, I'm going to be live. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Surprises, good ones, they come in your way. Praise God. Roll it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't Kristen doing a great job? Wow, wow, wow. Praise God. God is good. Amen. All right. Last week I started sharing with you about on the subject partnering with God through giving. Partnering through giving. Today I want to go a little bit further and say partnering with God through giving and receiving. Amen? It's not enough to give. You got to have the receiving aspect also. Amen? Yes, it is more blessed to give than to receive. But it says it's more blessed. That means receiving is blessed. So I'm going to get the more and the whatever blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The word of God says in Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Give and it shall. He didn't say it should. He says it shall. There's a sense of finality about that. This is what's going to happen. It shall be given unto you. Because you give, you are going to receive givings. Oh, glory. You give and you get givens. Amen. It shall be given unto you good measure. A good measure that is pressed down so that more good measure can be added, shaken together, and running over, good measure. I don't know if you're hearing this yet. So everything about you is about the good measure. Hallelujah. Running over shall men give into your bosom. They're going to bring good measure into your bosom. So no nonsense givings into your life. Hallelujah. The best coming into your life. It says, for with the same measure, how you measure out to others, will it be meted back to you. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. So how should you give? The best, good measure.
Hallelujah. You give good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. The same way you want to receive, the same way give. Joyfully. Yes. You know, God, the Lord said, the widow, the woman that gave the two mites gave more than the rest because she gave her all. But you need to make the decision that you don't drop before God loonies and toonies. Those of you who don't know what loonies and toonies are, they are coins. You make that decision. I am not poor. I am not broke. I am not defeated. I have more than enough. And therefore, I am a giver because I have. Slap the devil with your giving. Grieve him. When he thinks that you don't have, that's when you say, I don't have? Are you kidding me? I am going to garage sale whatever it is I have, and I'm going to have. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? The Lord said it. He says, sell what? Before the Lord tells you, I want you to give. He says, sell stuff off so you have to give. Because God has something on his mind that is greater than anything you can ever imagine. Everybody has something to give. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are people who cut off all their hair to give. I don't have anything to give. Cut my hair. And they give their hair. And somebody else wears it. It's called wig. The point is, we all have something. Hallelujah. We all have something. Even if it is your sweat equity, you got something. I don't have anything, but I'll hand you the hammer. I'll hand you the screwdriver. I'll be your apprentice to help you fulfill your dimensional grace that God has put on your life to do this. I have something. Everybody has something. You have something, even if it is your voice. So I'm going to sing unto the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. When I came in this morning, I heard, Hallelujah! I said, oh, Sister Edna is here. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to see her. Well, everybody's got something to give. Give it. So that somebody's life can be supernaturally impacted. In Psalm 50 and verse 5, the Word of God says to us, it says, there are people who come into covenant with him. It says, gather my saints together. It says, gather my saints. Gather my saints. That's you and I. It says, gather them together unto me. Bring them to me. Those that have made a covenant with me by how? Sacrifice. It says, gather the givers. That's what the Word of God is saying. Gather the givers. Gather the people that are willing to sacrifice. Gather them together. Because people who are willing to sacrifice, you cannot stop. You can't stop them.
There is no way to stop people that are ready to give sacrificially. Paul tells us about the Macedonian saints who were willing to give sacrificially, not because they had lots. We talked about that last Sunday, but they were so driven that they wanted to connect with a grace, the grace of giving. And as they connected with that grace, the Macedonians became the pushers. All of a sudden, things began to turn around in their lives. They did not stay poor. They became a powerhouse of giving, from nothing to having so much. Blessed be the name of the living God. God is going to transform us. If there's been a year that I think that we as a church have given and given and given, I think God made us, if you participated properly, He made every one of us give us this year. Actually, when I was sending you a thanks report, a letter this year, I've never made that statement before. I said that God will cause you to be a bigger, something like that, a greater giver this year than you have ever. And I tell you what, I think in my life, in our lives, we have never given like we have given this year. Amen? We have never, never given like we've given this year. We have never, as a church, given to ministries like we have given this year. Hello? God, you know, when I was writing it by the Spirit, I said, Lord, what does this mean? What are you trying to get at? Somebody's going to start getting upset with me because you told me to write this and say, all the pastor wants is my money. I said, you want me to write this here? He says, put it down there. And sure enough, I think that in the history of this ministry, this is going to be the most that we have ever given, and it's just a start. Yes. Hallelujah. I didn't say we have lots of money in the bank. No. I said we have given and given and given and given and given. We've given all around the world, we've given. Your seed is in Europe, it's in Africa, it's in South America, it's all over the world. Hallelujah. As it's coming, it's going. Sometimes I'm looking at it, I say, Lord, can we keep some of that? So now we've got to position ourselves not only to give, but to receive. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You've come into covenant with God by your sacrifice. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 12, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 12. I think I have the wrong passage, but let me read this. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. So, wrong passage, but praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think the passage of scripture I'm thinking of is in 2nd Samuel or 2 Kings. Give me 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 12. Let me see what that is. Anyhow, the passage of scripture talks about the house of God being the house of sacrifice. Wrong passage. 2 Samuel 7. Let me see that. Oh, 2 Chronicles, sorry. 2 Chronicles, that's it. 2 Chronicles 7. It says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place, hallelujah, to myself. I have chosen this place to myself for an house of what? Sacrifice. This house of sacrifice was the temple that Solomon built. God says, I choose this place for the house of sacrifice. Huh? Is it not supposed to be the house of prayer? Yeah. It's supposed to be the house of prayer. My house shall be the house of prayer. And there are two things that smell in God's nostrils. One is prayer, and the other is what? Sacrifice. It rises. Every time, have you ever been around somebody or in your neighborhood, you know, during the summer, somebody's barbecuing, and you, that smells good. That's God. That's God. When you start giving, God says, somebody's barbecuing something. Oh, that's making me hungry. Well, your giving rises up to God as a sweet smell. He says, I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. This is my favorite restaurant. Praise the Lord. I like to eat here. And when God eats where you are, oh my, and he eats good. But he doesn't just eat good, he tips good. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, I believe that God wants to pour out his blessings immeasurably. And I want to encourage you to connect. I'm not talking to you about something that I'm not doing. I'm talking to you about something that is forever settled in the Word of God. In 2 Kings chapter 16, 2 Kings chapter 16 and verse 15, the Word of God says, and King Ahaz commanded Urijah the priest, saying, upon the great altar, burn the morning burnt offering. That's one. So somebody say one. Burnt offering. And the evening meat offering, say two. And the king's burnt sacrifice, three. And his meat offering, four. With the burnt offering of all the people of the land, five. And their meat offering, six. And their drink offerings, seven. And sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offering, eight. And all the blood of the sacrifice, nine. And the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. Excuse me? All these offerings. And then he says, then you get to get to the brazen altar to inquire from me. But all that given, all that given, all that given, all that given, then he says, inquire. You know, many times we want to inquire from God and say, I'm not hearing God. And God's saying, I need the offering. You say, no. Yes. Yes. Solomon gave. And then God asked him, What do you want? And Solomon says, God, you've given me the grace to lead these people that I'm not smart enough to handle this. I need wisdom. And guess what? God says, because you didn't ask for riches, you didn't ask for that, for that you might be able to serve my people properly, I'm going to give you the wisdom that you asked for, but I'm going to give you also what? Money. Because, are you ready for this? The Bible says, wisdom and money are the defense of God for you. God is not just going to give you wisdom, he's going to give you wisdom and money. There are three primary things I want to accomplish this morning by the Spirit of the Living God. One, talk about the fact that we need to be givers. Two, that we need to be receivers. But three, that money is not a bad thing. Amen? Money is very important in your life. What you don't need in your life is a worship of money. Materialism, that is bad. But having access to money is a very good thing in the sight of God. Guess why? Because the Word of God says, just like God answers, the Bible says, money answereth all things. You need money. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I break and destroy the stronghold in my mind that wants me to think that money is not good for me. It is the love of money that is evil. Amen? Money is not evil, but the love of it is evil. God says, when you bring the sacrifices, inquire of me. Come to the brazen altar and inquire. And when you inquire of God, God will respond. He will speak very clearly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 19. It says, a feast is made for laughter. When there is a feast, people laugh. And wine maketh merry. When people drink, they become happy. Then it says, but money answereth all things. In other words, money will bring you laughter, whether there's a feast, a gathering, or no gathering, you'll still have laughter. When you got lots of money, say, and you'll be merry when you got lots. You'll have a constant smile on your face. Glory be to God. Praise God. Money answereth all things. It is a good thing. This is how good it is. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 14, tells us a remarkable story. It says, there was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Verse 15. Now, there was found in it, that little city, a poor wise man. A what? Poor wise man. So he's wise, but he's poor. And he, by his wisdom,
delivered the city, not with his money, but with his wisdom. He delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. In other words, he had no influence. There was no continuity. Thank you very much. Forget you. And God was saying to us, through that particular story, listen, be wise, but don't be poor. Solomon was wise, and then he was rich. And that was his defense. But, well, that's a different situation. If I go there now, I'm just going to be flogging Solomon all over the place. So I'm just going to leave him alone for now. Hallelujah. He had what he needed. But he allowed the wisdom of God to become carnal knowledge. And then thought, by conniving and connecting with the women of the different kingdoms around him, that that's how he was going to keep himself protected. But no, his protection came from the wisdom of God and the wealth that God poured into his life. My prayer is that every one of us will know what our real source is. Amen? That we do not misplace our priorities. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Did you know that as anointed as the disciples of the Lord were, they were anointed, they were empowered, they were with Jesus all for 3.5 years of his public ministry. When he died, it was a rich man that was able to get his body out of the hands of Pilate. It wasn't Peter. It wasn't John. It wasn't Matthew. It wasn't any of them. It was a rich man called Joseph of Arimathea. The Bible tells us very clearly and states, it's remarkable what the Word of God says here in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 57. And I'm going to crisscross it with the Mark passage. He says, when the evening was come, there came a rich man. Not a poor man. A rich man of Arimathea. Now, if the Bible says a rich man of Arimathea, you know this guy is loaded. If somebody says a rich man of Winnipeg, Michael Ifezino, you know I'm loaded. There's no question in it. Because you don't just talk about rich man that, you know, just has, he's doing okay. No, we're not talking about he's just doing okay. Above average. No, this guy's loaded. That's why the Bible says a rich man of Arimathea. He had wealth. And because he had wealth, he had influence. When he was coming, the soldiers were not stopping him. Oh, you know. When Joseph of Arimathea was coming, nobody was stopping him, saying, you can't go there. The door was open, and he just walked in. Hallelujah. Who also himself was Jesus' disciple. So this was a Jesus disciple that was very, 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 very rich. So Jesus had a very, 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 very rich disciple. Hallelujah. Being a believer does not mean equal poverty. You know,
This was years ago. I was trying to do some dealings, and this guy says, "Have you taken the oath of poverty since?" I said, "No. Why should I do that? No, I'm rich." He said, "If you are taking the oath of poverty, then maybe we'll do this for you." I said, "I am rich, and you're going to do that for me. I got what I got, what I came for." But the devil wants you to speak poverty into your life. Refuse it now. Amen? Amen? I am not broke. I don't have lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen? Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 112 and verse 3. It says, "Wealth and riches shall be in his house." And then it says, "And his righteousness endureth forever." Praise God. The Word of God tells us that God gives us the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. It says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee" what? "Power." To do what? To get wealth. He gives you the power to get the wealth. He does not give you the what? The wealth. He gives you the what? The power to do what? Get wealth. So the choice to be poor and to be defeated in your poverty becomes a decision, a choice. So I need to connect with the power that God has made available to me to get the wealth that I need to get. Amen? Because God wants us to inherit the Gentiles. Praise God. Why does God want to give you the power to get wealth? That he may what? Establish his what? Covenant. He wants to establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. Now, what is this power to get wealth? It is your ability to do things. But the first place of this empowerment is in your ability to give. He gives you the power, the key to getting wealth. Sow, and you won't get the wealth. But when you sow, God pours into you ideas. Amen? In Malachi, it says, to give all of our tithes and our offerings. And it says, "And see if I will not open the windows of heaven." It says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse." The storehouse is a place of harvest, a storage place, "that there may be meat in mine house." That there may be meat in mine house. "And prove me now. Test me on this. Herewith, in the bringing of all your tithes, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven." So I'm going to open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a what? Dollars. No, blessings. I'm going to pour out blessings on your life that Remove the, stay away from the brackets for a moment. That not enough. I'm not only going to pour out the blessings, but what is that which is not enough? I will rebuke the devourer. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. For whose sake? The sake of the one who is a giver, who brings all the tithe. I don't know how all these problems are facing me. When you are a tither, you have the right, you have the audacity to declare, this ain't wrong English, right. Hallelujah. No. This does not compute. Rewrite this program. Whatever virus came into my program, you are deleted and extinct. You are eradicated because what the word says is I am rich. The windows of heaven are poured upon my life. But watch. What is this windows of heaven? When the Bible talks about the windows of heaven, it says, I will open the windows of heaven. It's talking about rain. The rain that's going to come upon the seed that you sowed. Watch this. Anybody, oh God, my Father, bless your holy name. Any pretender that tries to hang around your blessing when the rain of God is pouring on your life, that has not sown seed, guess what comes out on their property? Weeds. That's exactly, because when God blesses you, he blesses you to the overflow. And the blessing that causes you to be blessed and flourishing will cause weeds in the life of other people around you that are not connected in the same likeness. Did you hear that? Please don't miss what I'm saying to you, because I don't talk gobbledygook nonsense. When God is pouring out that blessing, the blessing that is a blessing to you can become a curse to somebody else. Because they did not sow. And then what God is saying then is this: I will make sure that the weed that is in their turf does not come into your goodness. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah. Then it says, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. In other words, whatever it is that you're sowing shall come to full maturity. Nothing is going to drop off. Hallelujah. Say it, Malachi. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. You've got to engage God in faith and by faith with your giving. Listen, sometimes when you start in the process of your giving, what happens is, for some people, right away, things just spring out. Wow, I'm so excited. I give $10, and by the time I got to the church door, somebody gave me $100. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to keep on doing this. And then you try again, and nothing happens. So I guess that was a fluke. That's what the devil wants you to think. What God wants you to do is to believe him, not because of the results that you saw, but because you believe him that he is God. And what you begin to find out is that you never lack. But that is not the blessing. That is just the teaser. But God will bring you to a place where all of a sudden it's almost like your stock shoots up. And whatever it is that you do prospers. It doesn't matter what you do, just keeps on pouring in. Hallelujah. But God will keep his covenant. Amen. He is a faithful God. He said it and he will do it. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll rebuke the devourer for your sake and bring you into that abundance that he has already proclaimed over you. Amen. Hallelujah. What did Joseph of Arimathea do? The Bible says in Matthew 27 that he went and he asked Pilate for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was given to him, and he took that body and took it to his tomb that he had hewn, that nobody had been put into. It says, and he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. It was this place where the Lord was taken to, which was prophesied about, which the disciples or the apostles could not get to, but the rich man got Jesus to. That's where Jesus rose from the dead. Did you hear what I said? Jesus rose out of that tomb. The tomb that was provided by a rich man. I wonder why he didn't choose a poor man. The poor man didn't have a tomb hewn. You know, a poor man will not spend time getting that tomb ready. He'll be renting it out. I'm not dead yet. Let me rent it out for some people meanwhile. No, God wants to bring you to a place where you don't have to be in that business. You are self-sufficient in his grace. You say, Pastor, you don't know what my story is. I'm not educated enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not this enough. Did anybody tell you that the people that are really wealthy out there, they are all very smart people? The reality is, when God speaks the blessing into your life, you are blessed. You cannot stop it. Amen? I want to position myself into that place where God looks and says, who can I trust to do something? And he looks at me and says, you, go do it. Because it doesn't matter what my situation is, I am ready to do whatever God wants done. And a pipe that is allowing water to run through it will always be wet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You want God to use you? Position yourself to be used. Hallelujah. When something's happening, be involved. That's how God is going to trust you with more. It's been my experience through these years of ministry, that givers are always given. And those that don't give, don't give. It's just the way it is. It doesn't matter what it is. But givers are always given. And the incredible thing to me is that as I watch, I see that givers that are always given big. It's not like they give big today and then say, okay, I've given big now and things are really slow. This time I'm going to give a little. No, every time they give big, givers are always giving big. Now, there are people that don't have much and are still giving big, and I see how, if I can graph their lives, their giving, how it started real slow over here, and all of a sudden, it picks up, and it picks up, and it picks up. You say, what happened? When did this happen? You can track it. And now that they have experienced the power of giving, they are sold out to it. But those that have never truly given themselves to giving, I'm not saying they are not giving anything. I'm just saying that they are not givers. They just, listen, I don't check on your giving. I get to know about it at the end of the year most of the time. But this much I do know. There are some people who give just so that there is something there. But ask yourself this question. If you were a pastor, let me put it that way. I think that's the best way to put it. If you're a pastor and you give the way that you give, somebody else is giving like that to your ministry as a pastor, how much are you going to accomplish? That tells you what your support level is. Your support to the vision of God, to the purposes of God. How am I giving to the vision of the Father so that the Father's glory is manifested in my life? He gives us power to get wealth. Psalm 111 and verse 6. Psalm 111 and verse 6. He had showed his people the power of his works. Showed his people the power of his works. Why? That he may give them the heritage of the heathen. What is this heritage of the heathen? It is their wealth. And what does God do? He shows you the power of his works. Hallelujah. He shows you. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it. And as you connect with it, he says, you're going to inherit. Hallelujah. You're going to come into a heritage. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and verse 4. Hebrews 11 and verse 4. It's what the Word of God says. It's by faith. By what? Faith. Abel offered unto God a more what? Excellent sacrifice than Cain. How did he offer the sacrifice? By faith. So giving is by what? Faith. Giving is by faith. It will always be by faith. God gave by faith. Hallelujah. He gave his son by faith, that I will believe him and I will be his harvest. God gave by faith. There was no guarantee. The Bible talks about the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel. By faith. That's how you give. By which he, through that faith, obtained witness that he was what? Righteous. Or that he had access. God testifying of what? His gifts, which were given by how? By faith. God testified, this is a gift
by faith. You know, when you give sacrificially, God testifies. Did Jesus not testify about the widow's mite? He testified. When you give casually and it means nothing to you, God knows that too. And may I say this to you? God does not accept every offering. You know that? Maybe at some other day I will talk about that. It's an offer. You're making an offer, and the offer can be accepted or rejected. You get it? And when God rejects it, that means that he doesn't bless it. And so you need to bring to God something that you know means something to you. So that every time you bring something to God, the blessing is on it. And when the blessing is on it, and I remember many years ago, you know, still in elementary school or maybe early high school, you know, somebody was saying to me, you know what, you guys are always praying blessing on your food. Do you know what blessing means? I said, I don't know. What does it mean? It means increase. It means increase. That it will be multiplied. I don't know whether the guy was a Christian, but he was speaking some real truth. Because blessing is increase and multiplication. When you speak the blessing of God on something, just like Jesus did with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, guess what happened? The multitude are fed, and he gets more at the end than he started with. Hallelujah. These things are not written in scriptures for us just to read some nice stories. You know, bedtime stories. No. This is real life in God. Testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet, what? Speak it. His voice was never shut. And what you say shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In fact, you know, one of the things the Lord spoke to me so clearly about recently was this, that my giving must continue to speak long after I am gone out of this sphere. How is that going to do? It's on how I strategize my life in giving myself to other people and blessing them. It's in what I put down on my will, you know, so that even when I've gone home to be with the Lord, that my seed continues to seed into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. I find a way. How do I keep on giving long after I'm gone? There are things that we can do that will affect not only us, but our generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9 and verse 26. And I'll begin to, I guess tonight I will have to go on to the next phase. But this is a particular passage of scripture that you need to embrace. It says here, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, he appeared to put away sin by the what? Sacrifice of himself. But now once, in the end of the world. Okay, question. In the end of the world, he appeared to make a sacrifice. Where did he make the sacrifice?
on the cross. On the cross, he made a sacrifice. But the Bible says, once in the end of the world. So in the end of the world, he made a what? Sacrifice. In the end of the world, he did what? He made a sacrifice. And that sacrifice was to put away sin, hamartia, the missing of the mark, by the sacrifice of himself. Now, this is the application I want you to see. Jesus, when he died on the cross, Bible says the world ended. In the natural, the world continued. Are you with me? In the natural, when you see the natural world, the world continued. But Jesus, by the sacrifice, says, at that time when he said it is finished, the world ended. So what happened after that? The world continued, but it continued as a different world for you and for me. In what way? Because at that particular point when he said it is finished, he also said in John 17, the glory that I have, I put upon them. So when I started the new level, this new world, I started in a new world that is the God world. That is the world in which the devil doesn't have control over. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. And when I partner with him in sacrifice, the world of defeat and corruption ends. And I start in a new world that is incorruptible. Did you hear what I said? I'm in a new sphere, in a new dimension that cannot be corrupted, and I am partnering with him. All the saints, gather all the saints together who have become partners with me in covenant through what? Sacrifice. When I died also as a sacrifice with him. I took up the cross of obedience to the mandate of God who made me a body for his divine purpose. I see myself now as one that God has picked out, handpicked before the foundations of the earth to be his emissary, to be his missionary, to be his voice, to be the channel, the conduit through which he's going to do something new in the world. And part of that is in my giving. Amen? So when you come and you give in your offering, you give in your life, you're saying, God, I'm your partner. Your partner is here, Lord. Give me more. Mass. Because I want to give more. You can trust me with more. God is not going to make you a bigger thief than you are now. Hello? There are no thieves here. There are no robbers here. But can you imagine if you can't give God his 10 cents from your dollar, you want him to give you $10? So that you can keep on giving him 10 cents or 5 cents? You want him to give you 1,000? So you can give him a dollar. The more he gives you, you become a bigger thief. He said, no, I'm not going to make you a thief, and I'm not going to make you a liar. Remember, the first people that died in the New Testament were people that kept some part to themselves, pretending that they were giving all. So, Pastor, how come you're going through all these scriptures and you're making me feel bad? No. I'm trying to make you feel good. Amen? To enjoy the blessings of God. They are more than enough. There's no limit to his blessings. And God makes ways for us. Hallelujah. You don't know how God is going to minister to you, how he's going to empower you. But this much I can tell you, child of God, you are not going to be under the thumb of the enemy. Amen? Hallelujah. I will finish up tonight because I'm going to deal with some difficult passages in Scripture where God says in his word, he says, make friends with the unrighteous mammon. What is he talking about? When he says you cannot serve God and mammon and materialism, but then he goes and says, make friends with that. And so, what are you talking about? We're going to discuss all of that. Hopefully tonight, if the Lord lets me do so, and we'll settle some questions. Because money is not a bad thing. Amen? It's just how you handle it. But when you first of all give yourself to God, then nothing is too hard. Amen? Nothing is too much. You find a way to sacrifice. And put it this way to you, while we get ourselves ready to honor God with our giving, and some of you may have given already, as we normally do, and I found out, anytime I talk about giving, this is how bad the devil is. You know, that's when we have the worst offering. Absolutely, I've tracked it steadily. It's like, oh no, they're not going to give. No, they cannot be free. No, today you stop that nonsense and tell that devil, today I'm going to give. Amen? I've seen it. It's happened over and over. It's like, since this is what always happens, don't tell them about giving so that they can give. No, I want you to be able to do what God says and do it in faith. Amen? Hallelujah? So today we're going to have the biggest offering. Hallelujah. Because some of you are going to have to come back and give again because you gave a lousy offering at the beginning. Hallelujah. Say, this pastor, what is this? I love you. If my daughter was here, Ashley says, Dad, what was that? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Let us honor God with our giving right now and just trust him. May God establish you. May your seed multiplied impact not only your life, but the lives of multitudes. Turn lives around. Father, we thank you for the givings of your people and for the abundance of grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Open doors, opportunities, wisdom and insight released, ideas birthed within your spirit. May God grant you capacity to accomplish everything. As he said to us last week, sometimes, he said, there are going to be streams of income. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that streams of income will flow in your direction, just like it was with the river of God that became full. Hallelujah. Let God's blessings from the river of God establish wholeness. I declare this day that your bank account, your wallet, your purse, your storehouses be healed. Everyone healed. That any hole in your holdings be sealed off. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the power of God for prosperity flows in and through your life through you and your children and your children's children, through everyone who is part of this household, this partnership of faith, that increase will flow through every aspect. The devil is rebuked, the devourer is rebuked, and the joy of giving and receiving is now your experience all of your days. You will not falter in this grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I trust that you've honored the Lord already. You've obeyed God with your giving. This time I'll ask Mama to come. Stand with me as we share in communion together. Is there anyone that needs the elements of communion? Just raise your hand and the ushers will serve you. Okay, looks like they got theirs. That's a good thing. You listened the last time I told you that when you're coming in, make sure you get your communion in your hand. And so that's encouraging. You listened and you followed through. Praise God. Let's continue to obey the instruction. This is the body of the Lord. This body was formed for a sacrifice that will generate a harvest. Today, we tap into the harvest of the Lord. We step into wholeness, walking in divine health, divine prosperity, divine peace, knowing the fullness of the joy of the Lord. As you take of this body, let every misfortune be removed, and may the fortunes of God be bestowed richly. May you know true riches. Yes, true riches. In Jesus' name, we receive it. Take off the body and eat.
Everything in the kingdom of God has to do with the Spirit of the Lord empowering you to do stuff. If he does not empower you to give, you will never be a giver. You will always be a taker. So this morning, say with me, if you want the spirit of giving, you got to ask. Everything in the kingdom, you have to ask for it. First, a desire, a willingness, and then you ask. So if you like to do that, you can speak with me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Anoint me this morning.
Anoint me this morning.
With your spirit.
With your spirit.
Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God.
Be upon me now.
Be upon me now.
To be a giver.
To be a giver.
Let me love to give.
Let me love to give.
You love me so much.
You love me so much.
You gave yourself for me.
You gave yourself for me.
Let me give.
Let me give.
From what you have blessed me with.
From what you've blessed me with.
You did not ask me to give everything. Mm. You just asked me to give.
Yes, you asked me.
You've given me your everything.
You've given me your everything.
You only require a little percentage from me.
You only require a little percentage.
So Lord,
Lord,
let me be a willing giver.
Let me be a willing giver.
Let me be a cheerful giver.
Let me be a cheerful giver.
Let me be a blessed giver. I receive that anointing now.
I receive that anointing
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive now
the power
to give sacrificially
and to receive abundantly
in Jesus' mighty name.
If you believe so, say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tomorrow is a very special day. We do have the special meetings happening. What other special thing is going to be happening tomorrow? It's our elections. Do make sure, if you've not cast your vote yet, do make sure that you do cast your vote. Amen? Cast it prayerfully. Vote for God's perspective. Amen? Hallelujah. Not, oh, this guy is cute. He'll look nice. No. Vote for God. His perspective. His vision. If they believe in killing babies, don't vote for that. Hallelujah. If they believe in controlling your life, every single bit of it, don't vote for that. Your life belongs to God. Hallelujah. They are not all perfect, but there's a person that is going to do the right thing, at least to a greater percentage of the path. All right? If they're going to be making people, you know, just throwing money every which way and keeping people lazy, don't vote for that. Hallelujah. I believe in welfare and taking care of needy people, but if you're going to keep people broke and dependent on the government, don't vote for that. So if you have not studied to find out what your platforms are, go check. Or best of all, ask God, who should I be voting for? Amen. You're not voting for their cuteness. You vote in God's perspective. Amen. Always do that. Amen? God bless you. I'll see you tonight. Hallelujah. Anybody on Zoom?